Heads of state from Niger, Nigeria, Togo, Benin, Burkina Faso, Sierra Leone, Cote d'Ivoire, Liberia, Nigeria, the Gambia, and Ghana's John Dramani Mahama were present. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his delegation, made up of businessmen and industry players, are in Abidjan as follow-up to the 5th Tokyo International Conference on African Development, TICAD, held in Yokohama, Japan in June last year. During that conference, he promised to personally visit the sub-region as a show of his commitment to partner Africa in the development drive. At the TICAD conference, Japan pledged $32 billion to support investments in the sub-region. At the opening of the conference, Prime Minister Abe said already many Japanese businesses have started scouting for new areas of investment in Africa. He said the vision of the sub-region to achieve a resilient society and sustainable growth is wholly welcome, and Japan is ready to assist. On peace and security, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Japan wishes to partner leaders of the sub-region in handling conflicts using dialogue. Chairman of ECOWAS and host President Alassane Ouattara stated that in efforts to deal with issues of conflict, ECOWAS would like to enter into a public-private partnership with Japan. He noted that the sub-region is taking on a positive outlook this year by seeking new partnerships that yield mutual benefits. Energy Minister Emmanuel Kofi-Bua, who sat through the meeting, gave out some information on the issues discussed.
The emphasis was investment in infrastructure that will really help to strengthen regional integration. More importantly, the focus on critical areas like transport, railways, water and an energy. And I think Japan was in complete agreement that this is the only way to hasten regional integration and to empower African countries and to create the necessary jobs that is well needed and to really transform the raw materials that Africa has in abundance, the natural resources, into value-added industrial products. If you listen to almost all the African leaders, they were very consistent in their emphasis that it was important that they focus, that they couldn't develop individually, and that it was important that the development was more integrated across regions so that they can bring their individual strengths to bear.
It is suspected that a meeting held with a Japanese businessman will materialize into outcomes that will solve Africa's growing challenges in the areas of unemployment and huge infrastructure deficits. From Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire, Pascalina Dadevo for Radio Ghana.